Greg Stephan Good Day program. It is now Wednesday, the 16th of April. I'm Doug Stephan, along with all of my colleagues who helped put this program together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It seems like there's all Doug all the time someplace. So in terms of how we want to handle information this hour, I have decided that we'll take some of the stories that are important for the day or the week and get into them in depth. That is, with examination and discussion, your input, 888-302-3684, if you'd like. If you want to get into the email department, it's doug@dougstephan.com or facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday show for comments on things like the increasing discussion around the country of the forthcoming Boston Marathon. Next Monday is Marathon Day, Patriots Day in Massachusetts, and that's when the race is conducted. 33,000 people are going to participate, almost an unmanageable number. I have a community where I live and have lived all my life, 67,000, the population of Framingham, which is one of the towns on the route of the marathon. As it gets started in Hopkinton, goes through Ashland, then comes to Framingham and into Natick and Wellesley and into Newton and then into Boston proper. So the race gets started, and all these people take hours and hours and hours to go through these various communities. I was fortunate when I was doing radio in Boston to have, I think it was 6 years in a row, I drove the pace car. So I was right in front of the first line of runners. And it's pretty interesting to get the perspective from right up close. You could turn around. That was usually a convertible, so you could turn around and watch the runners, look in the rearview mirror, that sort of thing. And there was always this feeling of joy. There was never any fear. There's never trepidation. Once in a while, somebody would fall down and get hurt, that sort of thing. But there was never the kind of focus, frankly, until the day before the race. Then people get excited. The news crews were out there. That sort of thing is long gone now, since what happened last year captivated the country for a number of weeks. And now the news media is trying to recreate that fear, trying to recreate what some are calling a passion for the race. I say it's a passion for fear, because the foolish stories that are being created out of this, and people that are being brought into this melee, the mainstream of information, and it's not even really information, it's called conjecture. A news anchor saying, well, aren't you afraid to run in the race? And it's terrible. Well, maybe that's been exacerbated by authorities investigating a couple of suspicious bags left near the finish line of the marathon. Of course, the stepped up security. Is there anything to perhaps having another group, another couple of people, or one person redo the bombing that shook the city of Boston? Police say the man they believe dropped the bags has been detained for questioning. No indication what was in the bags, whether they're dangerous or not. There's all kinds of video now being played on the news stations, the news people on the radio stations talking about the suspicious person near the finish line of the marathon, and so on it goes. The three people who were killed last year, 264 people injured, certainly are not to be forgotten. It is not to be taken lightly. And I don't know about who's going to know about the bags until they spend a little bit of time. If you know this area, it's Boylston Street, Exeter Street. And the road was closed. Both the bags were exploded by Boston police as a precaution, found nothing in them. So it was just much ado about nothing. Or is the caution justified? What do you think? Again, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Maybe this is a question that we would pursue during the course of the day, understanding that from now until the race is run, there are going to be all of these headlines. If you look around, look at the New York Times today. There is I'm looking at actually two or three different stories. They're both in the Washington Times. Year after Boston bombing, rite of healing for broken city. Boston begins a week of events to remember those who were killed and hurt in the marathon bombings. Why? Why is Boston doing that? what is to be gained by rehashing this stuff all over again except give somebody an opportunity for a platform or scare the heck out of people? I don't get it. But I do want to focus on the marathon itself. So in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Andrea Metcalf, who's a fitness expert for the Good Day program. And one of the things we're going to focus on is how to stay in shape or be in shape or get in shape for running a marathon. So Andrea Metcalf, up next here on Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Time for us now to update your physicality, if you will, on the heels of the death of the ultimate warrior who died last week from acute heart disease brought about by taking workout supplements. So I've invited, as usual, Andrea Metcalf to visit with us to talk about the programs that she advises. If you go to her website, AndreaMetcalf.com, or her book website, NakedFitness.com, you'll find a lot of references to whether the supplements that are around now that are supposed to give you more energy while you're working out, all that sort of thing. And then there is an escalation of that, because we all know that you can, I don't know if you can get on the open market, but this guy was able to get a hold of all kinds of steroids as he was working out, and it killed him. It created heart disease. And so I wonder if your purpose in talking about pre-workout supplements is aimed at getting people to realize what happens if they overdo it, Andrea.
Well, definitely if you overdo it. I think there's a lot of question as to whether you need one or you don't need one these days. And so I wanted to talk just a little bit about all you really need is fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. However, if you are trying to get to the next level in your fitness program, and I don't mean just for the everyday mom or you and I, Doug. I mean, if you're really trying to, you know, drop seconds off that marathon time or drop seconds off the triathlon, every little bit can make a difference. And so pre-workout supplements have started to become, I don't want to say they're a new thing, but they're newer in the female market where we haven't quite designed exactly for women. And the one thing that's in most of these pre-workout supplements, besides some type of stimulant similar to having one or two cups of coffee, is something called nitric oxide, which is nitrous is something that helps expand those capillaries to absorb more oxygen, which may get you an extra 30 or 15 seconds when you're doing a really hard push on a sprint. So, you know, I have a little bit of caveat on this. You know, you can get a lot of the same effects with having a cup of coffee before your workout as you do taking a pre-workout supplement.
Mm-hmm. Well, those of us who don't drink coffee, perhaps that's a reason to use the supplements. If you do drink coffee, then you go to the BuzzBox box at DougStephan.com, order that coffee because it's really good. Help a couple of different causes and help yourself when it comes to your workout because you do want to expand. Nitric oxide is a part of one of the supplements that we talk about here on Good Day as well. Heart Factors Plus, I was just talking about it a minute or so ago. And nitric oxide expands. It opens up your arteries and gets blood everywhere so that the pump that you're, if you're working with weights, you're going to get a bigger pump. Your muscles are going to get bigger. Also great for your heart, that sort of thing. So let me then go on. Well, let's progress to the next area of interest. With so much attention being paid, unfortunately, a lot of it's negative to the Boston Marathon. Let's talk about the positive side of these 33,000 people who will run this marathon next week. What is this sort of exercise doing? And is there a I mean, these people have all run in races, so they have actually become qualified to run in the marathon itself. But what does it do to run a 26.2-mile course in X number of hours? What does that do from head to toe to your body, Andrea?
Well, we're all made a little bit differently, and certainly right now the research has come up that about 35 miles a week, after that point, you may have some detrimental effects to the body, especially if you're not properly training and properly providing nutrition to the body. But, you know, I think the thing with marathons is they become goal-oriented. They become something that we push ourselves to, and some people really enjoy that. And I say if you love to run and you love to run marathons, then continue. But be very, very strict with your diet, so that you are getting enough nutrition into the body that when you, you know, deplete all your muscle glycogen, you deplete that system by going to 26 miles, that you are able to not get injured.
So the business about certain parts of one's body, you find the Achilles heel, literally and figuratively, maybe your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back, your shoulders, all those things can be affected if you're not training properly. And even if you are, there are a lot of people who have trouble with these areas of the body. If they run, what did you say, 35 miles is pretty much on a weekly basis as much as you ought to run?
Yeah, that's what's recommended by the cardio study at Northwestern. But more importantly, there's so many factors that go into running. So let's talk about the shoes. Let's talk about how you run in your gait. Are you running on the ball of your foot? Are you stretching out that stride? So there's a lot of mechanics that go into a good runner. And then you get a great coach and you get a great pair of shoes and you do a lot of those things right. You know, you can be someone that runs, you know, 69 marathons in 10 years. And
wow.
I just had my accountant do his 69th marathon, his 69th birthday in Italy. And I'm like, wow, how do you keep that up on your body?
Yeah.
But he does talk about all those other factors that come into play. So,
Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's the matter with you? You had like 35 seconds to find me what I was looking for. What's the problem?
You want to talk about American Airlines, right?
I do. I wanted to find an old ad for American, like the ad that they used to run.
Today's top story, storms on the East Coast causing delays up and down the entire Eastern Sea.
Guy walking to an airport.
No, my plane's stuck somewhere back east.
Your flight has been canceled. The five most hated words of every business traveler. It's an absolutely guaranteed instant headache. You're just suddenly helpless. On a day like this, I know it's not the airline's fault. That's not the point.
Well, let's get to the part we want here.
Tell Billy to look for me at halftime. I'll be there.
Oh, it's so sweet. You hear the piano, nothing special in the air. Of course, supposed to be something special. So it was a 14-year-old girl from the Netherlands who got arrested yesterday after tweeting a terror threat to American Airlines and marveling at the Twitter response that she got.
Beautiful.
After she posted it, hello, my name is Ibrahim, and I'm from Afghanistan. I'm part of Al-Qaeda. And on June 1st, I'm going to do something really big, she tweeted to American Air using a Twitter account most dedicated to Demi Lovato, who is an American pop star. The airline responded that it takes these threats seriously and reported her tweet to the proper authorities. The girl then fired off a series of tweets in her defense. I was kidding. It was just stupid. I gained 3,000 followers today. Yeah, but the airline still wasn't impressed. So they called the police, and the Rotterdam police went to this woman, the young woman's house, and arrested her. Spokesman for the police said, quote, we're not in a state that we can communicate any state of charges at this point. We just thought it was necessary to bring this out, mostly because of the fact that it caused a great deal of interest on the Internet. So now for tweeting things on the Internet that are questionable, you can get arrested. American released the following statement. At American, the safety of our passengers and crew is our number one priority. We take security matters very seriously, work with authorities on a case-by-case basis. So,
as they should.
Is this appropriate to have arrested this 14-year-old? Yes, I think so. Richie, think so?
They didn't really arrest her. They just kind of went to her house and slapped the back of her hand.
They scared her a little. So what about it, Ken?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Roberta?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Later on in the day, she tweeted, apparently her name is Sarah, I need a lawyer.
Yeah.
Any lawyers on here? But yeah, I mean, you cannot let this stuff go. You have to follow it up because, you know, we always find out after the fact that somebody wrote something telling on their Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing of interest, the appearance on Wheel of Fortune of Indiana University student, and apparently this person, Julian Batts, lost out on a chance for a car, a trip to Jamaica, and $1 million after he was unable to correctly pronounce mythological hero Achilles, despite having the puzzle revealed in front of him. I'm looking at what the... This is what's going on in school.
Freshman Julian Batts.
Yeah.
4L! Pick that up!
Appeared to be on a roll Friday. Until this.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Oh, God. Wow. This is a Texas A&M student. Well, no, the Texas A&M student is the one who won after pronouncing Achilles correctly. This other guy was from the Indiana University department.
Achilles.
Oh, that's not good.
You know, it really doesn't say anything good about our country, does it, in the educational system? Check that story out at DougStephan.com as well.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
At the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Wednesday. Joining us later on in this half hour, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who is one of the medical experts on the Good Day program, with a focus on what sort of stamina it takes to run the Boston Marathon. Also a discussion of how scientists are growing new body parts in a laboratory. In noses, fingers, all kinds of exciting stuff. So that's coming up with Dr. Hoffman. Meanwhile, The subject matter for In-Depth in this hour, part two, is the Jewish Center shooter. The suspect was pen pals with a would-be bomber. If you haven't heard this story yet, the bomber is Kevin William Harpham, who pled guilty in connection with a plan to detonate a bomb at Martin Luther King Junior Day Parade in Spokane, Washington, a couple of years ago. Now, he's connected to this. I have been criticized by some people who don't like my characterization of Frazier Glenn Miller. And then there are other people that don't even want me to mention his name. You see pictures of this guy, all you want to do is puke. How this guy is breathing air on the planet with us. I guess there are other people that are probably just as bad as he is. Anyway, he's the accused murderer of three people at the two Jewish centers in Kansas. He was pen pals with this guy, Harpham, the man who plotted the bombing in Spokane that we were talking about. There is information from prosecutors' copies of postcards and letters that the two of them exchanged in March and April a couple of years ago, the year that the bomb was supposed to blow up in Spokane. Let's see what we can put together here. Mr. Miller, being about to go on trial for murder encouraged Mr. Harpham to, quote, stay strong and offered to help set up a legal defense fund for him. This guy admitted to planning the backpack bomb, similar to what was done, actually, in Boston at the Marathon. This is what these guys, this is the method of choice now. And I'm reading the actual, you can see some of these. I'm not going to bother to put these up on the website or on our Facebook page or anything like that because I don't want to give these guys any more notoriety. And there are some people who would say, well, you're talking about this. You're giving notoriety, giving people ideas. Anyway, the essence of the contents, I think that's probably what we're interested in, the actual contents of the note, a letter from Kevin Harpham sent to Mr. Frazier. The vast majority agrees with me that you've been set up or framed, Mr. Miller said to Mr. Harpham in his note. Your dad appeared on TV, stated that you were living with him, caring for him during the time the crime was allegedly taking place. And Mr. Harpham responded to Miller, thanking him for the support. He declined legal help, referring advice that he had gotten from the founder of the anti-Semitic white supremacist website Vanguard News Network. And this is the backside of a postcard. It says, quote, Alex Linder once said, it's best to just take the public defender and not waste personal money on a trial, and that's what I'm going to do. At one point, Harpham, the bomber, wrote that he might need Miller to house it. He also complained about the jail's hard bed, limited clothing supply, and blankets in order for him to keep warm. Harpham wrote that he had more to say but couldn't put it in writing. Miller, who appeared in court yesterday, is being held on a $10 million bond, had other friends behind bars as well, kept in touch with Joseph Paul Franklin, who was executed in Missouri last November, and Craig Cobb, a white supremacist serving time in North Dakota. So where the heck do these people come from is the question that a lot of people wonder. How do they get to be so weird? How is it that they are attracted to one another? And then there are the women that hang around with these guys. What sort of a woman thinks these types of people are attractive? Who is it that thinks these people are cool? State prosecutors charging this guy with murder in the first degree. Then they held a news conference. Authorities announcing one count of capital murder, one count of premeditated murder. Let's see, first-degree murder against this guy Miller. And I got into this yesterday when I got so hot under the collar thinking about his record. He's an avowed anti-Semite. He's espoused all kinds of racial hatred. How does somebody get to have this much hate? Is it just sheer stupidity? Would he grow up around it? Were his parents stupid like he is? Did they foster this belief that we're really better than other people because of the color of their skin? I'm going to tell you something, pal. There's nothing about you that's better. You're an ugly, dirty, disgusting old man. Anyway, the prosecutor said that if convicted, he'd either face life without parole. Prosecutors also want to maybe do the death penalty. It's not going to do any good. Why would you? The death penalty. This guy is 73 years old. If he did, actually, when they put him in jail, the state's work will be taken care of because the inmates will take care of this guy. When these sorts of criminals get into jails, they don't last very long. And he must know that. So is it vengeance? Is it justice? Is it retribution? Those questions always come up in circumstances like this. The death penalty doesn't work, doesn't deter anything. As a matter of fact, most people who commit crimes never think of these survey on top of survey on top of survey. They never think of the consequences of what they do. They just do it. The United States Attorney for the District of Kansas said that his office was pursuing federal hate crime charges against this guy, and they're going to bring that to a grand jury as well. That could qualify as a death penalty case. So no matter what happens, Miller will never see the light of day again. One way or another, he's going to be, he's actually, you see him getting wheeled around in a wheelchair. His hair plastered to his forehead, his arms poking out from a suicide prevention smock. Officials would not comment about his medical condition. He just looks like some guy who hasn't got a brain in his head. At the court hearing yesterday, Mr. Miller responded to questions from the magistrate by saying that he understood the charges. He could not afford his own lawyer. Bond was set at $10 million. What prompted the shooting? That's the unanswered question at this point. Miller drove to Overland Park armed with at least one shotgun and a handgun. Police say Miller fired the shotgun outside of the community center on Sunday afternoon, killed William Corporon, a doctor, and his 14-year-old grandson, who were just on their way to a tryout. The grandfather was bringing the grandson to try out for a musical, a singing competition. The killing of more than one person in a single act and location allows for the capital murder charge in Kansas. Authorities say Mr. Miller drove down from Village, he went to the living complex, Village Shalom, where he shot Terry Lamano, an occupational therapist who was visiting her mother. And so he is charged with premeditated murder in that one. Actually, we were earlier told, I always criticize people who say that. I remember reading is probably a better, or maybe hearing on a news broadcast that one of the victims was Jewish. Turns out none of them, none of the three were Jewish. So how does the federal hate crimes thing fit in here? And really what it's based on is intent. So he was targeting a member of a group. Whether he got him or not doesn't make any difference. He shouted Heil Hitler from the back of the squad car. This is the kind of idiotic, the kind of subhuman species that we're talking about. And there are a lot of people who are neo-Nazis in our country, skinheads and all that sort of thing. So what do we do about it? What do you think ought to be done about it? You can comment if you'd like to. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. Doug Steffen here as we make way for a conversation up next. As a matter of fact, Dr. Ron Hoffman helps us understand what it takes to run a marathon. And then we'll talk a little about this new scientific method to grow human body parts. Up next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5 through 14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here on Good Day. drhoffman.com is his website. So what kind of stress do you deal with in your office with regard to people and the things that they stress out on? Taxes, failed romances, they're not doing well at work. What does stress do to the mind and the body?
Well, I actually practice in the capital of stress, which is New York City.
Yeah.
So stress plays a big role in my patients' issues. And I can't tell my patients, you know, just chill out, relax, because, you know, most of them are busy individuals, some may be high-powered executives. So I've got to make it work while stress is occurring, you know, the various types of treatments that I do. But in some cases, stress is overwhelming and really gets in the way of a resolution of a health problem. So sometimes I really rejoice when a patient says, hey, you know, I'm going to take a leave from that job. I'm going to take a couple of months off to get my health together. Or in some cases, some patients will say, you know, gee, I just hate my job. My supervisors are after me all the time. I'm going to take that retirement early. I'm going to take that package and get out. And that can make a big impact on the resolution of their health problem.
Yeah. It is all about the mind and the body connection, isn't it, in reality? It really is.
Well, there's an entire science of this called PNI. It's psychoneuroimmunology, and it's been around for a long time. It's actually a study of how there are physical impacts of changes in hormones that are caused by constant stress, and it has an erosive effect on the brain. It can cause autoimmune disease, even increase the risk of, we already know, heart disease, but cancer, too.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a deep, dark secret that nobody seems to be talking about. The essence of mortality among young children, we know that the mortality rates, the tables and all that stuff, the government looking at, well, how old are you when you die. But when the fact that you look at the obituary page and you see people in their 70s and 80s, once in a while in their 60s, dying. But when you see a story like I saw this morning about a 9-year-old girl who died because of some complication for a rare disease, it brought me around to just looking. So during the last commercial break, before I knew you were coming on, I did a little quick research into the numbers of young children who are dying of natural causes. And it's alarming. Some of it is because of obesity. Matter of fact, a whole lot of it is because of obesity and heart disease and things that are happening to children who are teenagers. So this is I don't know if dark secret is the way to refer to it, Ron, but I wonder what you see and what you tell parents of children who are heading down the wrong road much quicker than would be the case if they had the same habits when they were 40 or 50.
Well, you know, this may be the first generation in history that has less of a life expectancy than our current generation. We may be going in reverse in terms of our effort to extend life.
Mm-hmm.
Because of lifestyle diseases, heart disease, certainly, diabetes, cancer, and kids are developing these diseases earlier and earlier. Now, there's certainly cases where kids develop weird genetic disorders, which have nothing to do whatsoever with lifestyle. But usually there's some degree of interaction, and lifestyle, in some ways, it's not a matter of starvation so much anymore. It's a matter of the diseases of affluence.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Thinking about what happens to your body when you are overcome by success. Yeah, maybe that's the way of looking at it. Quick comment on growing human body parts in the laboratory. Science apparently getting closer to doing that. What do you think of that?
Well, it's a great technology. I'm all for amazing technological developments like this. What I'm concerned about is sometimes the use of excessive drugs and unnecessary surgery in older Americans.
Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Great place to get a lot of info on your health and well-being.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephens, good day program. Roberta, Rich, Ken, and I are going to talk here with Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, about a story that you see posted at DougStephan.com today, story about police testing a new surveillance system that's like a sort of live Google Earth. And what they're doing with it is tracking crimes in the moment they're happening. Sheriff's deputies in Compton, California, noticed a burst of necklace snatchings from women walking through town. So they have found a way to find out who the bad guys are. Greg, welcome back to Good Day.
Hey, wave, you guys. I'm watching you.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Not much to see at this hour.
I'm telling you.
I've
got my best bathrobe, my red bathrobe on, Greg. I hope you're enjoying it.
You look great.
So here's this company, Persistent Surveillance Systems, from Ohio. They're working in league with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. How does this actually work?
So it's actually, I'm going to say it's quite simple. I don't mean that on a technological basis, but it's simple to understand. It's a simple principle. They have planes that they've outfitted with these super high-resolution cameras. They put the planes up in the sky. They fly around for as many as 6 hours, and the pilot can then record a 25-square-mile patch of Earth in high density with this camera. So all the pilot has to do is stay up in the air, obviously avoid other planes, and it is just capturing everything that's going on that 25-square-mile patch. And it's also got kind of a TiVo function in that if they know that something has happened because there's been a report, they can play it back and go, I'm literally, if you click on the link on your website, I'm looking at a sample video that they have here, and you can see there's the victim. You can't see the victim, by the way, and one of the points they make about this is they cannot actually get such such good camera coverage that they can see your face. I will add, yet. They can't see your face yet.
Right.
But they can see where the victim was when the crime happened. They can see the getaway car. And here the advantage to police, of course, is that if they can see the getaway car, they can follow the getaway car to wherever the bad guys park it. Then they can go and arrest the bad guys.
One of the things that I find anecdotal here is that Compton is on the final approach path to LAX. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, do they put these cameras on planes that they know are in and out of LAX, or how are they doing the planes? Because, in essence, by the time the planes get over Compton, they're only at 2,500 feet. But this maybe makes it easier or better to use these things because they have to be closer to Earth. I'm just wondering, what kind of a, is it a little Cessna? The Santa Monica Airport is just like an earshot away as well. So are they getting that close to the Earth, and is that what makes the pictures that much better?
Well, I'm sure that there is some optimal altitude they must be at to be able to get the kind of video that is actually gives them the information that they want. If they get too high, obviously, it's going to be so blurred out, it's not going to be of value. You know, it's an interesting observation about LAX. You could think to yourself, well, we don't have to put any planes in the sky in this situation because the planes are already there.
But
that doesn't help in the middle of Ohio or Iowa where there's no airport.
So, Greg, they can apparently fly this thing and take 6 hours of video with it.
That's right.
So you would assume that they would not have access to it until, I mean, once the plane gets on the ground, they can use it. So
I wouldn't assume that.
Up to 7 hours later. You think they can live stream the video that they're getting?
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, think about TV crews. They do that kind of thing all the time. They're constantly uploading video, or they may even, as you said, be able to do a live stream of it. You can
see the only planes that they don't have any connection like that to are the actual passenger planes, like the Malaysian airliner. They wouldn't be smart enough to put this stuff in those planes, but they got them in these planes. This is an ominous invasion of privacy.
Well, I think, you know what I think is interesting about this is I think it's really important. I think it's great that we're talking about this right now. I think people need to be aware of how technology can be applied. And in this case, lots of people may be thinking, well, this is great. If I was ever a victim of a crime or someone I loved was a victim of a crime, the first thing I would want, if possible, was for the police to be able to get a camera and see it. But as you're, I think, implying, Doug, you have to think through what kind of precedent it sets. What happens next? You know, I jokingly said they can't see your face with this camera yet. And you have to begin to ask yourself, at what point is it crossing a line? And if we take two steps forward, how do we prevent it from taking two more steps forward where we think it is crossing a line?
I don't even know how there's any crime possible in these days with all of the video that's out there.
Yeah. One of the things that I remember, we were almost out of time, a friend of mine was the first female pilot of the U-2, and she at 110,000 feet watched Saddam Hussein. They could see the license plate on his car at 110,000 feet. So the government's had this for a long time, this kind of technology. Now it's being applied, though, differently. I think that's part of what we're talking about. Thanks to Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.